To Hosea, the second chapter, verse 23. The prophet said, "And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy, and I will say to them which were not my people, Thou art my people. And they shall say, Thou art my God."
Amen.
What a great agreement.
Amen.
You know? I'm yours and you're mine.
Amen.
Things haven't changed much.
Right.
Would you turn to 1 Peter, the second chapter? Starting in verse number 9. Very familiar scripture, but ye are a chosen generation,
Amen.
A royal priesthood,
royal.
An holy nation, a peculiar, or that word peculiar means a movable treasure, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So we become that chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy people, and a movable treasure that we could show other people that we've come out of darkness into his marvelous light. Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy, each and every one of us. We were not the people of God, but now we're the people of God. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation.
Amen.
God's coming to visit some people. They need to know who has this truth. Lord, we ask your blessing upon your word tonight, especially upon our minds, God, that through it we'll be strengthened, edified, and God, that we can be profitable for the kingdom of God. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. This is my passport. It has given me freedom to go some places that I wouldn't ordinarily have. It's not a real good picture. But I have 3 passports at home that have already expired, and this one is just about to expire if I don't renew it, and you have to renew your passport every 10 years. And those other pictures look so much better than this picture. But I told my wife after we got back from Mexico, we have got to get our passports renewed or we're not going anywhere.
Come on, man.
Amen. I have stamps in this passport and other passports from all over the world. I've been very, very fortunate to see some places that I shouldn't have been allowed to see, and places and experiences. And every time you go into a country, you have to show your passport, and then they ask you a series of questions. Are you here on business? Are you here on pleasure? Are you on vacation? How long do you intend to stay in our country? And there are some places, like Nigeria, the only way that you can get in, even though you have a passport, is you have to have a letter from somebody in that country asking you to come, or an invitation. And then you get a visa, and the visa gives you for maybe 10 days or 2 weeks, sometimes even a month, to be in the country. And when that is up, then you have to leave the country because you are not a citizen of that country. And so this is a very valuable document, papers. Something happened as we were coming back from Puebla this year. When you go into a country, you have to also get immigration papers. And it's a little card that says you have come into the country approved by immigration. And then when you leave the country, you have to have that immigration card with you. If you don't, you can't leave. Well, we found out about that this time. Amen. So we get to the gate, and everybody has their immigration card. We always put it into the passport, so we're able to keep it there. And for some reason, my wife's immigration card was gone. And they said, okay, you can't leave, you know. First of all, it's going to cost you $500. Second of all, you cannot take this plane. Maybe tomorrow or the next day, they'll approve you for an exodus out of the country. But I have a passport. I'm sorry, you do not have your immigration papers. Therefore, you can't leave this country, you know. So we're sitting there and we're thinking, oh my God. You know, I can't leave my wife in Mexico. I could, but, you know. I in my mind thought, well, we're just going to have an extended stay, and it's going to be a little more expensive. And Sister Bogner said, no, I'll stay. You know, I'll be with her. And so we started to pray.
Amen.
And there was a lady at the gate, and finally she came up to my wife and said, we're going to let you go. I'll tell you, it was a wonderful time. My wife immediately grabbed this woman and started hugging her, you know, because she was able to leave the country.
Yeah.
And so tonight I want to talk about passports. I wonder if you have the proper papers for the country. I don't want to be panicked at the last minute. I don't want to get to the gate and have somebody tell me you don't have the proper papers. I'm glad they let my wife back into the country where she was born. The really scary thing is that we could all lose our immigration papers. Left standing at the gate thinking, I'm ready for the rapture, and I really don't have the proper papers. Revelation 3 and 5 says, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. There are religions that believe once saved, always saved. You can't fall from the grace of God. But I'm telling you, my Bible says that you have to keep your passport up to date. You've got to be right. You can't allow it to expire, if you will. Our passport to heaven, and for that matter, even into the kingdom of God or the church, can be canceled at any time if we don't keep the proper citizenship. White arraignment. We renew our passport on a regular basis. We need to hold on to our citizenship in the greatest country in the world, the kingdom of God. Now, there was a time in each of our lives when we were not a people, not a citizen of God's country, but are now the people of God. I remember when I got my passport. I remember that Sunday night when it was stamped in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We had not obtained mercy, but now we were shown mercy by our God. Please understand this one thing. We don't belong here anymore. I got to get out. I'll hug anybody. I'll pray. I don't want to stay here. There are a whole lot of people who would love to just stay here, but I don't want to because I'm a pilgrim. I'm a stranger. We aren't comfortable on this earth anymore because we have been born from above. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a movable treasure that we should show forth the praises of him who hath called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Therefore, we are now strangers and pilgrims to this world. We shouldn't be comfortable any longer. The word stranger in 1 Peter 2 and 11 in the Greek means having a home somewhere else or nearby. The word pilgrim means an alien or resident foreigner. The person sitting next to you is an alien. Amen. We are new creatures in Christ, but we don't belong here anymore. We just don't fit in with life down here. Jesus, beam me up. There is no intelligent life here at all. Now, this explains why I don't feel like I fit in. I don't fit in at work. I don't fit in with relatives. My used-to-be friends don't like me. I am from another world. And they see the difference. Amen. We speak a different language than they do. We have seen things that they have not been privileged in order to see. We even look different. We smell different. We talk different. We dress different. Don't we? See, here's the problem. More people backslide because they want to fit in with everybody else. You see. And if we don't fit in with everyone else, that's a safety net for each and every one of us. Hey, you're not from here, are you? No, I'm about 10,000 miles higher than here. I'm just here for a little while until I hear a trumpet, and then I'm leaving because I've got my passport stamped, you see. Don't try to fit into the world that you don't belong to. And it becomes so uncomfortable because, oh, we want to please everybody else around us. And then all of a sudden, we're not pleasing God. And so we walk in here, we're not feeling the presence of God. We don't feel comfortable there. We don't feel comfortable in the world. Amen. Would you turn to Hebrews, the 11th chapter? And verse number 13 says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. So once we make the transition, we don't want to go back. We don't want to be pulled back or persuaded to go back because of the leeks and the onions or whatever else that we left. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, it has not entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them in another country, in a place that is much greater than this. We try to hold on to this life and all of the things that surround us so much because we haven't got the vision of the city that God has prepared for each of us. Paul said that all these people listed in the Hall of Faith never saw the promise of the Holy Ghost or baptism in Jesus' name, but they made a confession that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. They just didn't belong. I don't fit in here. And the strange thing is, we think, boy, I've got to fit in here. No, you don't. And he's not ashamed to be called our God. Never saw the promise. and that they were looking for another city whose maker and builder was God. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, always looking back, remember when we did this, we did that, the way we dressed, the way we talked, the things that we did. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. So if we keep looking back like Lot's wife looked back, one day we'll be destroyed. But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Now, if God has prepared something for us,
All right. My. Amen.
I just marvel at his imagination and what he's just done here on earth.
Amen.
You know, but we cannot imagine what God has prepared for his holy people,
Amen.
His bride.
Amen.
This is prepared for everybody. Everybody has the same opportunities. You can go anywhere and see everything, but not everybody is going to see the heavenlies.
Right.
Turn to Hebrews, the 13th chapter, please. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 12. Wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his approach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. God, let's talk about where we're going. God, fill my head with heavenly visions.
Amen.
Take away those thoughts that, well, we can't get rid of, but God can.
Yeah.
Amen. Micah 2 and 10 says, arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest. It is polluted. It shall destroy you even with a sore destruction. So this isn't the place that we're supposed to make home or rest. It's just temporary housing. It's just a place. It is just a dressing room, you know. I've been into some pretty nice dressing rooms at Lord & Taylor and some places, Harrods in London. But as nice as those dressing rooms are, I wouldn't want to live there, you know. This is just a dressing room where we put on the duds where we're going to spend eternity.
Amen.
Amen. We can't get so comfortable here. Or we won't be looking for a city God has prepared for us. We won't want to let go of what we have here. You know, there are some people who have so much in this world, we can't even imagine the wealth that some people have. But I can't imagine the misery there is at the end of their life because they've got to let go of everything that they have accumulated here, you know? For most of us, it's, yeah, you know. I remember years ago we had a clock store and some beautiful clocks, grandfather clocks and so forth, and it was in the 1880s village, and there were all kinds of merchants around, and I had been witnessing to everybody, and the one guy says, oh, if I could have a clock store like this, this is just beautiful. I said, listen, after the rapture, it's all yours. What do you mean? I said, this isn't the goal. This is just the trip.
Amen.
The goal is to get out of this thing, not alive.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I won't accept the customs of this world because I don't belong here and will never feel comfortable here. Here's the challenge. If you start feeling comfortable, look out. You know? Hebrews 11 said, "For they plainly declared that they seek a country." John the Revelator's last words were, "Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus." Amen. Are we to that point? Well, hold off because there's some things I want to do. No. If today's the day, that's wonderful. You know, there is nothing worth staying here for. Amen. Glory to God. The question is, are your papers in order? You know, you have to have papers that show your citizenship to another world. Your name must be written down. Just walking into a church or any church doesn't make you a Christian or a citizen of heaven. And the misconception is, well, I'm going to church. I'm trying to live the best that I possibly can. No, there is a process of naturalization that everyone has to go through. You know, just because your parents crossed the border doesn't mean that the children are citizens. You know, glory to God. Well, my dad, No, I'm sorry. You have to gain your own citizenship. Amen. There will be angels checking papers at the border. There really will. Nobody's going to get in by accident. You're not going to get in if you're not wearing the right clothes. Jesus said, how can you be at the wedding if you don't have a wedding garment on? Oh, that's not important today. According to Jesus, it's important. There are people who are pretending to be a part of the kingdom of God. They're everywhere. But they are not naturalized citizens of the kingdom of God. They sneak across the border between the world and the church. And they think that they're going to make it, but they have not had their passport checked. And declare that belonging and wanting all of the benefits of God, they should have them even though they didn't come in the right way. No, Jesus said, except you're born of the water and the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Well, I want a different way to get into the kingdom of God. I want somebody else to stamp my passport because I have my heart's right. Sorry, you don't have immigration papers. You're staying here. It's going to cost you something. My wife would have done anything at that point. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Everyone must be born of the water and of the Spirit. No exceptions, not even on a religious basis. Not even if your parents have been citizens for years. Not even if your wife has been a citizen and you're not a citizen. I couldn't do anything at the gate. I'm her husband. You've got to, no, I'm sorry. She's got her own passport. Glory to God. We in the church are on border patrol. Amen. A lot of people don't like that. But we are border guards, if you will. And I'm glad we've got border guards. Every one of us had to study the Constitution of God's Word. Amen. We memorize portions of the Constitution, you know, and we stand before God and we say, I declare that I believe in the whole truth and nothing but the truth. I believe in this Constitution and I'm going to uphold the Constitution till the day I die or I'm raptured out of here. And one day we stood before God and man and declared, we are changing countries. I don't want to stay in this world anymore. I want to advance into the kingdom of God. Changing allegiance, we declare that Jesus was our God. His people were our people. His ways were our ways. His city would one day be our city. And we are not looking back from whence we came. Amen. Too many people who look back turned into a pillar of salt. How tragic. I've had people declare to me that they have been born again, but they just didn't look like they belonged to my country. Amen. They just didn't seem like they were citizens of the kingdom of God, not because of race or color or economic status, but you just seem different if you are from God's country. They pick us out, folks. They see us in the grocery store and at the filling station, and there's something about our citizenship that makes us look different and act different. And there's a spirit about us that emanates from us that says they don't belong here. They're aliens. And we are. So I, like the good people of Arizona and Texas, check their papers. Have you been baptized in Jesus' name? Are you filled with the Holy Ghost? Well, who are you? I'm a border guard. I patrol, make sure that nobody gets into the country that doesn't have a passport, that doesn't have the proper citizenship, that has not been naturalized somehow. Hey, that is what Paul did in Acts the 19th chapter. Finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Unto what then were you baptized? What are you doing? He's checking the passport. You can't get in here without the proper paperwork. Amen. Where's your immigration papers? Amen. Well, I thought I could just sneak in between the world and the church. Just checking your papers to see if you are a citizen of the kingdom of God. In March of 1994, my wife and I went to Acapulco, Mexico, and you know what we found? We found citizens of the kingdom of God there in a foreign country. I remember in 1998, we went to Nigeria. We had to have an invitation from that country before we could get in and a visa because they're very restricted. And while we were there for a week, we found citizens of the kingdom of God. It's amazing. They're not just here in the United States. 2005, we went to Korea, and my wife and I were giants in the land. And we found citizens of the kingdom of God that were there. They had the proper paperwork. They had a passport to get to heaven, even though they spoke different languages and they looked a little different. But I'll tell you what, they were approved because of their immigration papers. Thank God we have papers in order.
Amen.
Amen. But you could lose them. Oh, but I didn't mean to lose it. It was here. I just missed a few services. They said it didn't matter. No, I'm sorry. You can't get in without the proper paperwork. The rapture is sooner than any of us could imagine.
Amen.
I know what our mindset is. It's probably not going to happen for a whole lot of years. But they probably thought that of Sodom and Gomorrah and a lot of other situations in the Bible. No one knows the day or the hour. God is only taking those who have made themselves ready, who have denounced the old country and declared a new one. And there has to be a definite time where we say, I don't belong here anymore. I'm transferring my citizenship from the world to the kingdom of God. And then, see, most places you have to give up one passport in order to get another passport. Very seldom does anyone allow you to have dual citizenship. But today, in America especially, people want to have dual citizenship, the world and the church. So when I'm in a church, I've got one passport. When I'm in the world, I have another passport, you see. But God's saying, no, You denounce the place you came from whence you came out. Because I don't want you ever feeling like you can go back, rip up the old paperwork, here's some new paperwork for you, and then once you take on the citizenship of the kingdom of God, here are the benefits.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I wonder if some people aren't getting the benefits because they haven't denounced their citizenship of the world. Amen. Those who have pledged allegiance to the Word of God and to the God of the Word. Are you ready? Because they're going to be checking your papers at the door.
Amen.
Amen. Would you stand with me, please? Glory to God, glory to God. Amen, amen. Yeah. Ask my wife if she'll ever lose her immigration papers again. You don't realize how important some things are until you lose them. I've seen people leave and then come back. And they realized how important it is to have the proper paperwork. Unfortunately, there are some people who have left and were never able to get their old passport back. See, I don't want to do this for a little while. I want to do this forever. And maybe a situation like my wife went through in our lives, in our spiritual lives, could scare us to the point where we're a whole lot more careful with what saved us. The year I came into the church, I came springtime for a church service, and I didn't realize time had changed. So here I was, an hour and a half early, because I always came a half an hour early. Here I was an hour and a half early, and there was no one there. Oh my God. I thought I did everything right. Who could I call that spiritual in the church to see if they're still there? Ready or not, here I come. The altar's open, would you come?